Yes.
Blog Talk Radio.
I've been gone for quite some time, but God, you know our hearts, and you know that I'm back, Lord, and it's only because of God's good grace and his mercy that we're able to be back before you. I just thank each and every one of you for praying for the body of Christ, praying myself, Pastor McCray, and our very own Prophet Freeman through this difficult time. We've been down and we've been ill, but God is still ruling, and he's still reigning, and he's still allowing us the opportunity to come before you and just give praises unto him. Lord, I just thank you right now for allowing your manifestations to show up. Lord, I just thank you for delivering us, dear God. I thank you, Lord, because you say it's by your stripes that we are healed, God. So, Lord, because of your dedication, because of your perseverance towards us, because of your commitment and your love and your strive to have us do better, God, we just tell you thank you for this opportunity, God. Lord, since the last time that we've been on this broadcast, so many things have happened, God. And we just tell you thank you, God, for allowing these things to happen, so that we can always and continue to see the betterment of your kingdom, God. Continue to strive for the good things in life, God. Lord, we thank you for each and every one that found it not robbery to bend their knees and cry out, Lord God, on our behalf, Lord God. Lord, our bodies have suffered so many different things between lupus and diabetes, Lord God, between pneumonia and the stricken flus, God. Lord God, between the haves and the have-nots, God. But because of your grace and your mercy, Lord God, we are here, Lord God, and we are standing, Lord God, full of you, God, full of your mercy, full of your understanding, God, full of your guidance, God. We just tell you thank you, Lord God. Lord, we know that this is not a day that we normally come before your people, God, but because I feel so good, Lord God, throughout all the surgeries, God, throughout all the things, God, you never leave me, Lord God. You said it in your word that you never leave nor forsake us, God. So we just give you honor right now. We praise your holy name, God. Lord, someone right now needs you better than I needed you, God. Someone else needs you better than our very own Co-Pastor Freeman needs you, God. So, Lord God, whatever their circumstances is, Lord God, we're asking, Lord God, that you deliver them, God. We know that they are saved because they believe in the Christ, God. We know that they are saved because they believe that the Christ is the way, the truth, and the life, God. But, Lord God, we're asking that you deliver them, God, from their circumstances. Deliver them out of the mess that we've created, Lord God. Deliver them from the things that the sinful one has and has chewed away from their lives, God. Lord, we're just pleading to you right now, Lord God, to show them, God, that you still stand and you still rule and reign, God. Lord, we give you praises and we give you honor on this day, God. Lord, as long as I have breath in my body, it's for God I live and for God I die. So, Lord God, I just tell you thank you right now for giving me health, giving me life, giving me breath, giving me understanding, giving me a congregation, God, giving me a ministry to run after your own heart, God, giving me the work, Lord God, that I can put my hands to the plow and build your kingdom. Lord, let this message, Lord God, that you're pouring out into our spirits, Lord God, be acceptable, Lord God. And Lord, I just tell you, thank you for all the listeners. Thank you for the callers. Thank you for the prayers. Thank you for the concerns. Thank you for the understanding. And most of all, God, thank you for being our Father. This we all first come to you, God, our prayers, Lord God, our supplication. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, and amen, and amen. I just thank you, callers. I just thank each and every one of you for praying for us in our time of need when I was, amen, stretched out and I had to go through my different surgeries and my ailments in my body. I just thank you for being there for me in prayer, touching and agreeing in the spirit that God is able to do all things exceedingly and abundantly above all that we can imagine. I thank God for the woman of God, amen, for being able to join me today. I know that a lot of you are not there, but you will hear this message. And I just thank God that she's doing better and she's still in our midst and that the enemy was not able to take her out. How many of you know that the enemy will continue his fight, that the enemy will not stop, that the enemy will not rest until his dream is done, amen? And that is for the will of God not to be successful or for the word of God not to strive to reach his people. It's time out for that, church. We have so many different things that are going on in the body of Christ. But the main thing we need to know is that we have the right to petition to our Father and to come before him and to stretch out before him and reverence him and speak to him. We need to have that quiet time, be it in your car, sitting in your restroom, amen, if you're just sitting in your closet, your bedroom, whatever it is. Find a time to meditate with God. Know that God is still listening. Even when you're going through your circumstances, even when your body is not feeling well, know that God is still God and he is still on your side. He will never leave you. Even in your sinful state, God is still there waiting for you to turn to him and embrace the change and embrace his purpose for your life. God is still God and he is still able to do all things. I just thank each and every one of you. Amen. And for those that have a desire to come out and sup with us, amen, and sit and pray and talk and worship God in a happy environment, there is a program going on March the 19th that we're having up in Roosevelt Gardens Park, which is 2811, I believe, Northwest 11th Street. Find it not robbery to come out and join us on March the 19th at the Roosevelt Garden Park in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. You can Google it. We'll be there from the hours of 1 to 3. We would love to have you come out and fellowship with the International Prayer Center. This event is a fundraiser, amen, that will be designed to be administered between the Lucas Foundation and the Women in Distress, amen. We're doing great things in International Prayer Center with the help of our Father on our side. We are not able to do these things alone. Know that God is in the midst of everything that we're touching and doing. And we would just love for you to come out and play part of that. Amen. Never forget that if you're looking for a church home and you're just not satisfied, don't forget the International Prayer Center is extending itself to you no matter what city, no matter what country you're in. If you feel it in your heart to be able to be a blessing unto this ministry so that we can continue to do the works of the Lord, please feel free to go to our website at www.intprayer.com and donate, amen, toward the worthy cause. We have a building at this time between each Tuesday and each Saturday. We're going to get out there. We have a wealth of donations coming in that we're going to be distributing to the community. So if you have a family that is in need and they need clothing or they need food, amen, we're here and we're able and we're ready to serve them. This is going to be every Tuesday and every Saturday between the hours of 8 a.m. and 12 p.m. We're going to be there donating food and clothing to those that are in need. Please, if you have a family, if you know someone, anyone, it doesn't necessarily be the family, it could be a single person. If they're in need of something, send them our way. Let's see if we can be a help to them, amen, or we can be able to link them up with some other programs that are out there that are trying to help better our communities. And this is not for Broward County, West Palm Beach, Dade County. This is for a whole. We are a body of Christ, and it's time for us to let the people know that the offer is still there and the offer is still standing. And we all know who the offer is, and that is our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So it's time for us to bind our strength together, saints, amen, and be a help for the kingdom. So don't misunderstand. We are not just on this Blog Talk Radio, but we are putting our hands to the plow and doing just what Christ would have us to do. So we are asking, amen, even for this program that's coming up on March the 19th, Women with a Covering. This program is designed for all ministries that are out there that has an outreach program, that we come together and unite and be one, amen, because there is a great union that we can be if we're united together. There are things that we need to do. So come out and play part, amen, with International Prayer Center, with the building of the kingdom of Christ. God bless each and every one of you. And I would like for you to just pardon me as I am breaking through from this illness that I've been dealing with, amen, myself and Co-Pastor Freeman. And our word is coming to you today from Hebrews 7, 26 and 27. That is Hebrews 7, 26 and 27. And the word reads, "For such a high priest was fitting for us, who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, and has become higher than the heavens, who does not need daily, and those high priests to offer up sacrifice, first for his own sins, and then for the people's. For this he did once for all when he offered up himself." Christ offered up himself. In this scripture, it's not so much of the dismissing or removing apostles or preachers or pastors or evangelists or prophets from your grasp, but it's showing us that back in the day, we had to make a sacrifice unto the priest in order for the priest to be able to go ahead and pray unto our Father on our behalf. The priest had to offer up a sacrifice for his sin to make sure that he was in order to pray for us. And then we as well had to offer a sacrifice on our behalf for our sins in order to ensure that our prayers are being heard by God. But for this, he did once for all. He didn't call a selective people. For all when he offered up himself. It's just a resurrection demonstrate how glorious Christ had been and how he triumphed over all of these tragedies that the world had failed. The resurrection demonstrated once and for all who won and who lost. The world had failed to continue to do the things that God had designed us to do. What does that mean? The world continued to fail. Because when we're not honoring God and we're not walking in the purpose that he has given us, we would surely fail. But God still stands offering something to heal our failures and to offer up to us eternal life. Now, a lot of you are saying, you know what, we hear the same preaching over and over, we hear the same teaching over and over, but you're not hearing the same thing over and over. Every time the word of God comes before you, it's a different word of God. You know why? Because every time the word comes before you, you have a different situation. So every time the word comes before you, it's designed for that situation you're demonstrating. So what are you saying to us right now, Pastor? What is the offer? Jesus is the offer, but Jesus is not simply offering us a better life. He's not offering us an easier way. He's not offering us new religion or new philosophy or life. I just recently, within a few years, I've been studying on all these different stars and how the Scientology has became a wonderful view of religion. So Christ is not offering all these different lifestyles. It is much more deeper and more profound. What is the offer? The Bible says such a high priest meets our needs, one who is holy, blameless, pure, set aside from sin, and exalted above all the heavens. Unlike the other high priest, he did not need to offer up sacrifice day after day. First, for his own sins, and then for the sins of his people. He sacrificed for their sins once and for all when he offered himself. The offer is the offer of a Savior. The offer is an offer not of new religion or not of new profound understanding of what we grasp to be religion. It is the offer of the salvation that leads us to eternal life. The offer still stands. Because the offer is Jesus himself, he does not offer merely to be for us or with us. He offers to live in us. Come on, somebody. The offer is the life in Jesus Christ. The world took what it wanted from Christ and ultimately rejected him. They listened to his teaching. They also continued to do what they wanted to do. The world took the loaves and they took the fish, but they discarded the ones who fed them. I'm helping somebody now. They took the healing and they walked away from the healer. The world was willing to take a political or a militant Messiah, but they wanted the real Messiah crucified. But in spite of it all, the offer still stands. Jesus gave himself for all of us in spite of our rejections of him. The Bible says, grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins to crucify us from the present evil, according to the will of God and our Father, to whom be the glory forever and ever. I want you to find yourself reading Galatians 1 so that you can get accustomed to that scripture right there. But I just need you to understand that the offer still stands. It is the offer of God who loves you and went to the cross that your sins might be forgiven. He offers to rescue you from the evil and deliver you from the things that you have in bondage and in darkness. That's the offer. And the offer still stands. God wants to be your rescuer. He's your provider. He's your caregiver. He's the lover of your soul. You're created after his very own image. Don't let someone tell you that you're so evil to the core that you could never change. That's not true. That's not true. There is only one perfect being, and he sits high and looks low. And he has united us through his Holy Spirit. There is nothing perfect under the sun. We are to strive to live perfect, but there is nothing perfect. So don't ever find yourself to the point where you say, I'm so bad, I'm so full of evil, I'm so full of these things that I'm not like God, that I can't even turn, excuse me, from my ways. I can't do it. That's not true. That is not true. God designs us to be able to do the things that he's done. Why? Because we're created of his own liking, his own spirit. There is, in every living creature, there is a beautiful spirit. There is love that has been planted in us from the time of our existence. God wants to deliver us from these bondages that we've placed ourselves in. We give the enemy so much credit of wrongdoing that we forgot that we were born into sin, shaped and done by these things by our forefathers, Adam. We forgot about the beginning of time. We were born to be sinners. But we have been given a second chance to be delivered from this sinful life. That's an offer that was offered unto us. God loved us so much that he gave his only begotten son that we may have life, eternal life, not just life that we will be able to live, but to have eternal life. There is something about a great and eternal life. And we just don't, we need to understand that you have to be able to do some things. You have to be able to go through some things and experience some things and know that God is still God and he's able to do it for you. But you have to be in a situation to do it. You have to be in a situation that God hears you. You have to know that you have to be able to pray to God. In those days, man wasn't allowed to approach God. Man wasn't allowed to approach the throne. Man wasn't allowed to step out and do what we needed God to do for us. We couldn't just go with our naked selves. We had to go to the temple. We had to go to the priest in order for these things to happen. But God offered us his son. He gave us a new way. He gave us a new hope. He gave us insight. He gave us understanding. He gave us the right way to do things through Christ. And through Christ, we're able to do it. We're able to know that if we're going unto Christ, that we're able to get ourselves delivered. We know that if we accept the Christ, we're able to pull through. Because if we got Christ on our side, nothing else can fail us. Now, in the days before his resurrection, they mocked him and they beat him and they hung him on a tree. But the offer was still there. In fact, it was the crucifixion that made the offer possible. See, if Christ didn't die, if Christ didn't descend that high, amen, we wouldn't have a second chance. We wouldn't be able to do anything. This is the reason why he had to sacrifice. He had to die. He had to be bruised, amen. He had to go through these things. He had to be a perfect example of sacrificing himself for us. They, like we spit on him, and then we call him names, and we turn ourselves away from him, and we don't honor him, and we don't do the things that are required of us as saints. But today you might say, but I don't understand. I'm not worthy to receive the offer of Jesus Christ or eternal life, and I have not done great things that you know, I believe to be forgiven. Amen. This is not true. He gave us a certainty that is repentance. You can repent unto God for the things that you've done that are bad so that you are able to be forgiven. And he will not turn back to those sins that you've done. He will cast those sins out until the sea of forgiveness. Well, I'm going to hell anyway, so why do I need to bother? But Jesus said to you that I am the offer and I still stand. Some of you here may think that God is not interested in you. Other people may be more important to God. Where he only really want to hear from the preachers. He only really want to hear from the Pope. He you know what I mean? He only want to hear to the high chaplain in the army or anything like that. But that's not true. God wants to hear from you. He wants you to be able to pray to him for your circumstances. He wants you to ask him to help you be delivered from these things. The truth of it is there is no more importance to God. Nobody is more important to God than you are. He has created you, and he created you for his purpose. He left his throne in glory and came to earth to die just for you. If you were the only person in this world, I want you to wrap your mind around this. If you were the only person in this world, he would still have come just for you. There is nobody more important than another in God's eyes. So the offer still stands. You may say that you don't understand the Bible or that all the things about this Christian faith, this good news that we talk about, that you don't have the understanding of it all. And you don't have to have all of the understanding. Your doubts and your questions may just overwhelm you at times. But if you know that the offer still stands and you talk to the offer and you offer up all those things unto God, amen, those questions, those concerns, they would eventually begin to deviate themselves. They would be able to deplete or go away. They will vanish. Before you realize it, you'll be standing in the offer, and the offer will be standing in you. Maybe you're mad at life, or you're mad at God because you lost the baby, or your husband ran away, or your wife is just not treating you right, or the church home has wounded you, and you're not able to see things clearly, and you're just so confused and you're upset right now, but the offer is still there. If you receive the offer, a lot of things become more clear to you. If you could get out of your own way and move past your own hurt and your own circumstances, you will understand that there's a bigger life and a bigger purpose for your life. When you start putting your hand to the plow and get away from all of that other stuff, you won't be in a situation where you're worried about those negative things. The offer still stands. And here you are keeping your distance from God because you're angry or you're hurt. And you don't understand why these things are happening to you, and you have a decision to make. But the offer is still standing there to help you make your decisions and help you move on throughout life. And perhaps you have rejected the offer, and you just never accepted it to begin with. You have done nothing about this. But then we cry and we have pity parties and we expect things to just happen. But you need to find yourself people getting off of yourself and doing something about the situation. The first and most important thing to do is to turn it over to God. Find that quiet place. Meditate to him. He wants you to live a glorious life. Hell was not designed for us. He wants us to be prosperous. He wants us to be happy. He wants us to be full of life. But you have never found yourself speaking to him or crying out to him or offering up yourself to him. It's time. Will you do it for God? Will you accept the offer? But if nothing else, would you allow the offer to stand in your life? Some here might say that I may have to give up some things, that I may have to give up some offers to take this one. You're right. You will. But the things that you're going to give up are much more less of value than the things that you're going to take on. You'll become the most richest person in the world when you accept the offer. That's a decision that you're going to have to make. And I can assure you that once you take what is real, the other ones are going to be just like cheap knockoffs. You know how sometimes we can look at a Coach bag and we can see all around circles and we know that they're not quite seeds. And we're understanding that it's a cheap knockoff. If you accept anything less than what you receive from Christ, anything less than Christ is a cheap knockoff, because he's the real deal, people. And if he's offering up the most expensive thing is himself, you might as well grab a hold of that. You'll never find any other jewel like Christ Jesus. It's time for us to walk into the goodness of God. The kingdoms of the heaven is hidden in a field. When a man finds it, he hides it again. Why? Because he doesn't want anybody else to find that goodness that he has. That's in Matthew 13. It says that when a man finds it, he hides it again. And then in his joy, went and sold all that he had and bought that field. Again, the kingdom of the heaven is like a merchant looking for a fine pearl. When he found one of the great values, he went away and sold everything he had and brought it. The offer of the treasure is at stake, and the offer still stands. Just imagine what Jesus Christ had done to make this offer possible. The Bible says, be imitators of God, therefore, as dearly loved children, and live a life of love. Jesus as Christ loved us and gave himself up for a fragment offer of a sacrifice of God. Now, the communion ritual of the church says that all glory be to you, Almighty God, our Heavenly Father. For our tender mercy, you have gave your only Son, Jesus Christ, to suffer death unto the cross for our redemption. We made there, amen, be one of the offerings of himself, a full, a prophetic, amen, calling unto us, a perfect and significant sacrifice for the sins of this whole world. People, the offer still stands. God is still there. He's still standing before us. He's still crying out. He's still letting you know that he's behind you. He's still waiting for you to receive him. All he wants you to do is say, Lord, I receive you. I know that you are the Savior, Jesus Christ, and through you I am saved. I know that you died and you rose on the third day. He needs you to believe in that. Through believing in that, you are saved. But there is much more than just being saved. You need to ask God for some deliverance as well. You may be a big spender. You need to ask God for deliverance in your spending. You may be a father that's not at home with your children. You need to ask God for deliverance so that you can be a help in your children's life. You may be a mother that's stranded out on drugs or you don't know a way out. You need to ask God for deliverance. There is deliverance that needs to be in the body of Christ. You may be a pastor, amen, that's committing adultery or fornication. You need to ask God for some deliverance. People, I need you to understand that we are still human. We are all human. We are all falling short. Amen. But as long as there is repentance, I don't need you to be repentant for this repentance. Don't use this, amen, as a crutch, but use this as a true deliverance from God. Use this as a true deliverance for God to be able to move you through your circumstances. Cry out to God and ask him for some deliverance in your life. Allow the offer in your life to stand. The offer has never gone away. We've just turned ourselves away from it. And now that we need to find ourselves leaning and depending on him in all that we do. We need to know that the offer is still there with us. Lord, I'm asking right now in the mighty name of Jesus that this message will reach far and wide. Lord, those that are listening up to us in the country of Asia, those that have been sending their prayers from Australia, from India, from Russia. Know that we hear your prayers. Know that we are praying over your prayers that you're sending to us daily. Know that your prayers are not gone unanswered. Know that, the hand of the enemy is far away from you. Know that the enemy will no longer keep you in bondage and no longer keep you in darkness. Know that the enemy is after your life, but God will stand and God will pull up a hedge of protection around you. Know that God is sending his warring angels, amen. He's sending Michael and Ariel and Gabriel to fight these battles for you. God said in his word that vengeance is not yours, but it is mine, thus says the Lord. So right now, know that the offer is standing. When you receive the offer, you receive all the glory of God. Know that God will never leave you nor forsake you. Know that he said that by his stripes that you are healed. Lord God, we tell you thank you for binding up the hands of the enemy. Lord, we tell you thank you for destroying the yoke, amen. Thank you for breaking up solid ground around us. Lord God, thank you for allowing us to look to you for which our help comes, Lord. And we know that our help comes from you, God. Thank you for having us to have faith, Lord God. Great enough to be able to move mountains, God. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you for allowing us to have the faith to move mountains, God. We thank you, Lord God, for allowing us to be able to praise your holy name, God. We thank you, Lord God, for always delivering us, God. Lord, even in our bad times, God, even in our good times, God, we thank you for always being our faithful Father. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for giving us a second opportunity. We thank you, Lord God, for giving us this way, Lord God, a way out of no way, God. We thank you, Lord God, for allowing good to always overcome the evil, God. We thank you, Lord God, for always shining in a dark place, Lord God, that we may always continue to see your glory, God. We just thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that when this body, Lord God, is coming under attack, that our faith is made whole, God, that we still lean and depend on you, God. We know that you're able to do things, Lord God. We know that you're able to move mountains, God. We know that you're able, Lord God, to lay your hands, Lord God, and the blind will be able to see, Lord God. We know, Lord God, that when you lay your hands, God, that the lame will be able to think straight, God. We know, Lord God, that when we're sick in our limbs, God, all we have to do is cry out to you, God, and we're made whole to walk again, God. We thank you for your miracles, God. We thank you for your offer, God. We thank you, Lord God, for being our Alpha and our Omega, our beginning and our end, Lord God. We thank you for being it right now, God. We just thank you for doing all things, God. Lord, I thank you for my family. I thank you for my granddaughter, Lord God. I thank you for my help, Lord God. I thank you for the ministry that you're pouring out into me, God. Lord, if I had 10,000 tongues, I couldn't praise you enough, God. Lord, we just thank you, Lord. We just ask you, Lord God, for those, Lord God, that need you. They need deliverance, God. Show them your offer, Lord God. Show them that he's still there, Lord God. Show them that he is the way, God. Lord, I'm crying out to you that you do it right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, I just know right now that somebody's going to be delivered from this message. Somebody's going to receive your offer, and somebody's going to see your face, God. So we just tell you thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Lord, I bless your holy name. Lord, I ask that you continue to look after the saints of God. One by one, name by name, Lord God, you know each and every one that is planted in my heart, God. Lord, in everything that I put my hands to do for your kingdom, Lord God, let it be acceptable, Lord God, in your sight. Let the work that I've done, Lord God, speak for me, God. Even as I lay here on my sickbed, Lord God, I am healed in the name of Jesus. And I will not let anything take me out, God. I will go out singing praises unto you, my Lord, until I see your face. For those that will let you receive the offer, say it unto your heart that the Lord in Christ Jesus, he died and he rose for our faith. Our souls to be saved. And receive him as your guide. betray one to another. Find it not robbery to even take for your enemies. The Bible says that we are to pray for those that rightfully use us. So it is time for us to step up, receive the offer, because the offer is waiting. I thank each and every one of you for joining us today, for listening to this message, that the offer still stands. My name is Pastor Priscilla E. McCray of International Prayer Center. I thank God for each and every one of you. I want you to have me in your continuous prayer. Again, this is Priscilla E. McCray of International Prayer Center. And interceding is what I do. God bless you, and I love you. Until we meet again.